Hi, and welcome to NC State's Audio Abstract. I'm Tracy Peake, and today I'm speaking with Natasha Olby, who is the Dr. Katie M. Jessing and Ronna M. Davidson Distinguished Chair in Gerontology at NC State's College of Veterinary Medicine. Today we're going to be talking about elderly dogs, neurological problems, and a host of other things that may go wrong with your family pet as they get older. Welcome, Natasha.
Thank you very much. I'm delighted to be here.
Wonderful. Let's start off. So tell me what animal gerontology is exactly. Is this kind of a new development in the field of veterinary medicine?
It is both an emerging concept and something that has been around forever. Gerontology is the study of all things related to aging. As animals age, they get problems with different body systems, and there are specialists for all of these different systems, and they have a lot of knowledge and all the cutting-edge therapies for those problems. What is unique about an older animal is they might have problems with lots of different systems at the same time. So just as in people, it becomes really important to have someone involved in their care who is really familiar with all the different drugs they're being prescribed, for example, and looking out for interactions. It is just as important for a veterinary patient.
Has the average lifespan for dogs and cats increased in the past 20 or 30 years at the same rate as it has for humans?
Yes, the lifespan of pets has increased, and the pet-owning public has a greater desire to tend to their healthcare needs over the span of their life.
And so now we're seeing gerontology programs. Are we moving from this model of you just take your dog to the vet when something comes up? Are we moving away from that kind of model more toward, you know, with older adults, you go to see your ophthalmologist and your internist and your arthritis specialist and your GP?
So for people, as we age, we go to our GP and they send us out to the appropriate specialist. And when you reach a certain age, your GP may become your gerontologist or your geriatrician. And they will still send you out to the appropriate specialty. In veterinary medicine, currently, the GP acts in that position. They will see the pet and they will send them out to the appropriate specialist. GPs see a lot of aging animals. At the moment, there aren't really any gerontology programs as such. There's no board certification in gerontology. There's no specialty practice that purely identifies older animals. Might that happen in the future? Yes, it could. It's not happened yet. I can really imagine that over time, more vets might purely identify themselves as being practices that are A, friendly to older pets, and B, specialize in their needs.
So your background prior to transitioning into this new gerontology program was in neurology, correct? Or spinal diseases, neurological problems in dogs and cats, specifically more in dogs for you?
Yes.
Is there a connection between gerontology and neurological aging? Is that something that you would be looking for? So do dogs and cats get Parkinson's disease? Do they get dementia? Do they have Alzheimer's? Is this a thing that as they're living longer, owners are going to notice?
Yes, absolutely. And anybody who has owned a pet that has aged has witnessed the fact that they have more and more difficulty walking. They start to scuff their feet, they get weak, and they start to have what we would call cognitive deficits. They get confused, they get lost in their environment. Sometimes they lose their normal sleep-wake cycle. They start to pace around the home, they may suffer anxiety. So very similar types of conditions to those we see in people as we age.
So if you're studying these conditions in dogs and cats, the work that you do with them could potentially have an effect on human research as well, correct?
Absolutely.
What are you excited about working on in the next decade of your career here? What avenues of research look really promising that might benefit, you may maybe not just pets, but possibly people as well.
I'm quite excited about really understanding what changes happen in the nervous system of animals and how it affects their ability to live in the world, to enjoy their life as they age. Part of the reason I'm really excited about that is I think it's extremely relevant for understanding aging in people. I think there's a real possibility for us to make genetic discoveries that are important for aging, understanding aging, that are relevant to people as well. The other aspect that is quite intriguing is that our dogs and cats live in our homes. They're exposed to the same environmental toxins as we are. And trying to document and understand what those exposures are and how they affect aging of the nervous system, again, will be important for dogs and cats, but also important for the people they live with.
Natasha, thank you so much for being here with us today.
It has been a pleasure.
Wonderful. You've been listening to Dr. Natasha Olby, who is the Dr. Katie M. Jessing and Ronna M. Davidson Distinguished Chair in Gerontology at NC State's College of Veterinary Medicine. This is NC State's Audio Abstract. I'm Tracy Peake. Thanks for listening.